Welcome to a new episode of the Apostolic and Prophetic Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 21st of April, and we will continue with our series on Israel. We spoke a lot in the past episodes about the meaning of Israel in the Bible, that it is of major importance, that it is mentioned more than 1,250 times in the Bible, and more than 260 times it is mentioned in the Bible, the God of Israel. So God was the God of Israel, He is the God of Israel, and He remains the God of Israel. He made a covenant with Abraham and with his descendants, with Isaac and Jacob, who later got the name of Israel. He gave to the children of Israel the land of Israel, or the land of Canaan, what is nowadays Israel and also the West Bank, and actually also parts of nowadays Jordan. We also saw that there is a spiritual fight about Israel, and that Satan wants to, you could say, rule in Israel. He does not just want to destroy Israel, he wants to take also the place that God intended to be his dwelling place, which is Jerusalem and the Mount of Zion, the what is the Temple Mount today. He wants to sit on that place, you could say, where God said, I will dwell in that place. So it is a spiritual fight about Israel and also who will rule that city. And we also saw that the Bible clearly shows there are prophetic words in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, that the West Bank will fall into the hands of the enemies of Israel. And that also Jerusalem in the end time, before Jesus is coming back, will be conquered, and also half of the city will be captured and go into captivity. And this is an indication that the, how to say, Jewish population will have to go into captivity, and the other half, which is East Jerusalem, the Muslim population, will remain there. And we spoke also about the meaning of Zion, that there's not just the real Zion, you could say, which is the Temple Mount, but there's also a spiritual Zion. And that through Jesus, we have access to that place. Because Jesus said that the time is coming when people will neither worship God in Jerusalem nor on any other mountain, but everywhere. It's in the Gospel of John. And we are living in this time now. And when you believe in Jesus, you have access to that place, to that spiritual Zion, where God speaks, where God wants to meet you, where God wants to bless you, and where also God wants to strengthen you and give you the victory. Because Zion is also the place of worship, the place of gathering, and the place of worship. And today, we want to continue, let's say, the last episode's topic, that God is comforting you and restoring you from Zion. He's not just giving you the victory or strengthening you, but there are also many more promises, you could say, if you go to that place where you meet God, where you fellowship with God, also together with others. And this we can find in the book of Isaiah in chapter 51. And there it is written, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And verse 3, for the Lord, or Yahweh, will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and a voice of melody. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is very important. And when I was reading this, it was like an eye-opener for me. Because here in verse 3, it's written, "For the Lord will comfort Zion." And this is the thing. God the word of God is saying that he will comfort Zion. He will not comfort everyone. He will not comfort you wherever you are, let's say like this, in whatever situation you are. Yes, God wants to comfort you also if you are in trouble. But here is a promise that he will comfort Zion. And this is, of course, speaking not just about the real Zion, which is about the future, a prophecy, but it's also speaking about the spiritual Zion. So if you need comfort and you are going to that place where you worship God, where you fellowship also with others together and worship with others together, God, then God can comfort you. And not just comfort, because this is the problem, you could say. Sometimes we go to other places for comfort. We try to comfort ourselves with the flesh. We try to comfort ourselves with the things of this world when we need comfort, when we are discouraged or feeling down. But actually, God wants to comfort you. And he is not giving like the world is giving. His comfort is much better. His what he has prepared for you, let's say in your distress or in when you are in sadness or when you are in difficulties, is much better than the solutions, you could say, the world can give you. But this is the thing, that even believers sometimes are more going to the world and to the advice that the world is giving to solve their problems than to go to God directly. Okay, but God is not just comforting Zion, he's saying also he will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. So maybe you are in a situation where actually there is actually not joy and gladness in your life or in the situation, but maybe sadness and distress, and you are discouraged. And maybe you are not even having things that come immediately to mind why you are thankful for, because you are in problems. And if you are thinking about singing a song, you don't really want to sing a song, and you're really not in the mood of singing a song because of all the difficulties and troubles you're in. But this is the thing, that God wants to turn the situation around, and he is saying he will comfort all her waste places. So think about a moment, what are the waste places in your life? And another word for waste places is also could be translated in ruins. So what is laying in ruins? What was destroyed? And a ruin is there when you have destruction through a natural disaster or an earthquake or whatever. So think about it, what area in your life lays in ruins? And the next thing is, God is not just saying some of the waste places. Here it's written, he will comfort all her waste places. And the next, and then what is God doing? God is not just comforting us. Yeah, God is not just comforting us, but God also brings a complete, you could say, change and renewal. And then it's written, he will make her wilderness like Eden. And wilderness can be also translated with desert. Sometimes in some translations, for example, in the German translation, it's translated with a desert. So the wilderness is a place. What is actually a desert? A desert is a place where you don't have enough, where you don't have abundance, where it's not enough water, and not just temporarily, but all the time, you could say, and that's why things are not growing and there is, how to say, a lack of many, many things. So think about what area of your life is actually like a wilderness, what area of your life is actually like a desert. And the desert is actually also a place people tried to cross as quick as possible, where people didn't want to live in. I mean, there are some places where you can live in a desert. It's an oasis because there is actually enough water, which is, you could say, totally different from the desert. But the normal desert is actually a place where you cannot live in for a long time. And sometimes it is like this, especially if you're not going to Zion, if you're not going to meet with God, if you're trying to solve things by your own strength or the wisdom of the world, that you're staying for a very, very long time in that kind of desert, where actually God doesn't want you to be. But here, he will make a wilderness like Eden. So what was Eden? The Garden of Eden was also a place of abundance, a place of security, a place of overflow, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Okay, and then of course, because of this restoration, and you could say of turning things upside down for good in your life, there will be joy and gladness and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So I don't know to whom this is now speaking, who is listening to this, but if in your life there are areas where you have desert, where you have, where you feel like in the wilderness, where also things are laying in ruins, you need to go to that place, Zion, to that place where you meet God. And this is the only place where this restoration can happen, because this is the condition. God is saying in the beginning of verse 3 that he will comfort Zion. And this is actually awesome, because this is also in the beginning of Isaiah 51. He is saying, look to Abraham. So actually, God is showing you how you can do this. I mean, what was Abraham doing? If you read about him, whenever he came to a new place, what he was doing, he was building an altar for the Lord. So he was actually the first thing you could say what he was doing. He was seeking God. He was looking to have this relationship with God and to hear from him, to worship him and to pray to him. And that's why God was helping him, and that's why God gave him the victory, and that's why God gave him also all this hope, even in situations where Abraham was hopeless. Okay, and let's read one more scripture at the end, and this is in Psalm 53, verse 2. Or from verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Okay, verse 2, one more time. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. So actually God is looking for people who seek him. And what means seek? In the German translation, it's translated with, if there's any who asks for God. And this is the thing. If you want to have a good relationship with someone, you also need to show some interest in that person. You need to ask questions. Did you ever meet some people and or colleagues and you're talking with them and they are never asking questions about you, about your life, and you're wondering actually, and you need to keep going the conversation all the time by showing interest in asking questions? It's actually simply because they are not interested in your life. because otherwise they would ask questions. If you are interested in another person, you are asking that person questions. And if you are interested, you could say also in the relationship. And this is the same with God and us. If we want to improve the relationship we have with God, we need to ask questions. We need to ask Him. We need to talk to Him. We need to ask questions, because actually God knows everything. And this is the thing. This is the difference between us and God. We don't know everything. We don't know a lot of things. And actually, compared to God, we know nothing. So, but God knows everything. He knows everything about your future. He knows everything about your endeavors. He knows what's going to work and what's not going to work. And this is the thing, that often people are not going to ask questions from God, but they are doing it their way, or the way of the world, in their business, or when they want to buy a car, or when they have marriage problems, or whatever it is. But actually, the only way to, you could say, improve your situation, and this means also to go to Zion. It was actually also what people were doing when they went to Zion. They were not just praying and asking. I mean, it's not just asking to ask, okay, God, can you please do this? Can you please do that? Can you please help me in this? But to ask God, what should I do in this situation? Is this your will that I should do it this way or that way? Speak to me, give me wisdom, and to ask questions, to tell Him what are your plans, to explain it to Him. It's not like that God doesn't know it already, but it's actually that He can then respond to you, speak to you, give you an impression or a word from the Bible or a dream, or God has many, many different ways how He can talk to you. But actually, God is not, you could say, tired of people who ask Him questions. Here it's actually written in Psalm that He is looking for people who seek God. And this is so interesting, to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. So it means actually that it's written like this here, that there are not a lot of people who really do this, who really ask God these kind of questions, because seeking can also be translated with asking God. Okay, let's sum it up. God wants to comfort you. God wants to turn your waste places and your desert places, you could say, into a place of abundance and into a place of blessing and into a place of joy. But the condition is that you are seeking Him. That means that you are asking Him, that you are spending time with Him, that you are seeking His will for your life and also the situations you are in. Okay, may God bless you. May you have a good start into the week. And may God also speak to you. And if this podcast is also talking to you, please share it also with others in your church, with your friends, where you think it might also help them. And hear you next time. Shalom and Amen.